Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
If you have a G-spot, does that mean that anytime it's stimulated, you will have an orgasm and squirt?
The short answer is no. Time for the longer answer now, which will help you understand more about the G-spot and women's sexual experiences. The G-spot got its name in the 1980s from researchers who conducted research on the erotic potential of this area of a woman's body. The G stands for Grafenberg, as in Dr. Grafenberg, a doctor who in the 1950s wrote that some women, when stimulated on the front wall of the vagina, experience erotic sensations. The G-spot is often considered to be an area about 1 or 2 inches inside a woman's vaginal canal on the front wall that, when stimulated, feels sexually pleasurable for some but not all women. In this sense, every woman who has a vagina has an area that we might call the G-spot. However, not all women find it pleasurable or orgasmic to be stimulated in this area of the vagina. Even women who find G-spot stimulation pleasurable or who reach orgasm as a result of G-spot stimulation don't always have orgasms from G-spot stimulation. Sometimes they may, sometimes they might not. Women vary in their experiences of orgasm. Some are very easily orgasmic and may experience orgasms nearly every time that they have sex. Others may experience orgasm less predictably. Female ejaculation, which some people call squirting, happens as a result of G-spot stimulation or other types of sexual stimulation to some women. It's unclear how many women are capable of experiencing female ejaculation, as there's only been a small handful of research studies on the topic. What is known is that female ejaculation involves the emission of fluids that are different from urine. This is important, as some women worry that they are peeing when in fact they're experiencing a sexual response. You can learn more about the G-spot and about women's experiences with female ejaculation in The G-Spot and Other Discoveries About Human Sexuality.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I've got a question which I'm hoping you can answer. Can a man have an erection without fancying the girl?
Absolutely. Early on, boys who are around the age of puberty find out that erections can pop up for any number of reasons, and often for no reason at all. Some young men will describe having erections when they're anxious, such as during math tests, or when they really have to go to the bathroom. Others have erections just thinking about someone they like or feel attracted to, even if that person is nowhere near them. Then again, sometimes it looks like a man is erect even when he's not, just given the cut of certain pants or how things look when men wear certain athletic cups that are used to protect their genitals during sports. Boys and men also often have morning erections. In fact, it is when men stop getting morning erections that healthcare providers sometimes suspect health problems that may be causing erectile problems. It is also the case that men cannot always get erections, even if they very much like, love, or feel attracted to a person. Men may find it difficult for their penis to become erect if they have certain health conditions, if they're experiencing side effects from certain prescription or over-the-counter medications, or if they're feeling anxious or worried. Men may also find it difficult to get or maintain an erection if they're feeling very sad, depressed, distracted, tired, or even if the temperature in the room is quite cold. Sometimes women and men place too much focus and pressure in the penis, as if it were the only indicator of how a man feels. In fact, there is so much more to how men feel and behave than their penis and their erections. If you want to know how a man feels and whether he's feeling attracted or not, or whether he likes someone or not, try talking to him to find out what you want to know. Two interesting, relevant books are The New Male Sexuality by Dr. Bernie Zilbergeld and A Mind of Its Own, A Cultural History of the Penis by David Friedman. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.